For Aleph year, we're in Siman Pesach, if you had Zayin, and we continue with selected Hilchas Shabbos, which are common. Halacha Yud Zayin. Ein l'san shel maska, one should not strain and filter any liquid. There's many dinim involved, in which case it may be similar to boiter, to selecting, as you do with a sifter. If it's derech shtiyas, if you're in the middle of drinking, you're allowed to drink through a, so to speak, a filter right on your mouth, if you have a cloth there. As we described earlier, the whole real malacha, creative act of Boirer is when you're preparing in advance quantities of food. That's the malacha. Or in regard to drinking. However, in this case, if you're in the middle of drinking and there's a mapa before your mouth, it's just adding to it. It's considered derech achilasai, and you're just holding back. The psos shouldn't go into your mouth, but it's not a malacha that you're preparing in advance. However, there's a whole different area of Isra. Yesh Isra Mishum Kibbos, because there's an opinion that just pouring the water is already considered Kibbos, is considered washing it. So told them a lot. But yes, Lahaka B'Shazatchak, one could be lenient if it's an oppressing, if there's oppressing nature in the mind, if he has no clean water to drink, or there's bugs. I will call you Rishamayim Yachmer La'atzmoy, everyone should be stringent, Alter Rebbe adds to himself, not even to get near a suffic doubt of Torah. However, even if you're drinking through a cloth, it should not be through your sleeve and the like, from his cloak or from his tunics. There's a whole other area which, in addition to Malabin, there's a whole chash that he may squeeze it out. So no one likes walking around with a wet sleeve. Halacha Yud Ches. Now, Maske, now we're going to get into with this Abayra. Maske Kofesh, Yesh B'Tachtisa, Kofesh Mamash. When you have like Turkish coffee where there's Mamash literal pieces of coffee on the bottom, it's ground. Shu'a Pseudos, which is definitely considered the waste. The Chol Shar Maske, Yesh B'Tachtisa, Shmar, or any other drink that has on the bottom dregs, or Shar Pseudos, or any other waste. Kshema Oneres, so when you're pouring it out and you know you pour it and you want to leave at the end, as much as should stay with the dregs at the end of the wine or at the end of the coffee. You have to be careful not to pour out the entirety of the liquid that's clean. You have to leave a little bit of the good liquid with the psoilus, so it shouldn't be that you're being mafrid, you're separating, so to speak, in Gansen with the psoilus. Says if you are drinking it la'altar, that means you're pouring it straight into your mouth, you're not just pouring it into a bigger pitcher to use afterwards, then you don't have to leave anything because it's, as we said, miyad biyad, and you're boir oichel, and it's derech achilosei also. Now, b'chol shahamad, milk that was curdled, congealed, also look at mashal mayla, on the top there's the fatty part, if it was churned, b'chavifrat, that it's called smetana, the ma'ash ha'nikros, shamena, smetana, and rak mashal tzach lachal. So you're allowed to take only what you're eating now. Even when you're taking now for what you're eating right now, you shouldn't gather everything. You should leave a little bit of this shamen, the smetan, on what's under it. This is dafke, the smetan, but the you know, when you heat up, you cook milk, it was moisturized, you could take off that peel that on top, first of all, it's derecha, it's also achila, you could eat it, it's not considered so. If you're eating it right away, the altar Rebbe adds, you don't have to leave anything under it, you may not like the aliday kli, providing that you're not taking it through a kli, you're pouring it, as long as you're pouring this met, and you don't have to leave a little bit connected to the milk, because you're eating it right away. Not for the future afterwards. Halacha Yud Tes. Im nafal zvuv v'kadayim l'tach Michael, if a fly fell into the food, a mask or a drink, lo yasa zvuv v'atmi. You can't just pluck out the psoilus, in this case, the waste, which is the zvuv itself, the fly. El yikach, even if it's dead and it's not sold or whatever. El yikach k'tas ma'maychi. You have to take a little bit of the food itself, a mask for the liquid, and throw it together. So if you're taking a spoon, you take a little bit of the liquid and the soup together with it. The Alter Rebbe is very machmir. The Alter Rebbe and the Siddur writes, aimless machal ahavta. You shouldn't rely on this had to take a little bit of the drink together with it. I'll yishbrich makli, pour directly from the kli, and pour it out together with the liquid. Achi it's upset. However, what is motor according to the altar brings in the siddur, motor l'dfoyachal of the carvel definitely. You could blow it to move it towards the side of the kli because you're not taking it out. You're taking it out for oz yishbrich. That's when you're pouring it as part of the kli directly, and that's going to be poured out together with liquid. But you're not being boiter the psoilus itself. What happens if a person has to cross pepper, oi melech, or salt? You're not allowed to grind it with the regular mill, the regular hand grinder. Okay, it's melech michael into. So if you're doing it into food, it's mutter. However, you need to make two shinuim. You're allowed to do it. First of all, you need to do it bekata the sakin. You have to do it with the handle of the knife. A and B, it has to be ala shulchan instead of a mortal and a in the round thing that you have by the. And a pestle and a mortal, that you have on the pharmacies. You're not, instead of doing that in such a kli, you have to do it with the handle of a knife on a table. But not with a pestle. The loy b'machdash is, I'm for sure not with a hand or a hand grinder, a mill. And the Alter Rebbe says that the toiv lahachmer is specifically whenever you could specifically with a hand mill, hand crusher. Halacha chaval. Also, lachta v'talam v'shar yirak. Because this is medin. It's in toichin. Grinding, so you don't want to cut onions there or any other vegetable if it's very, very thin, minute pieces. Unless it's close, it's there. It's mamish part of the soda itself. The gam oz, and even then, there shouldn't be very, very, very thin pieces. The Alter Rebbe says nachal nizar. He agrees that one should be careful. It's become customary in our medinas to be lenient and to permit that type of cutting. Halacha chav beis. And now we're going to talk about inside iser ma'abed that they would process. A tanner would process hides by putting on a different chemicals, and therefore melach, if you're putting salt on something, either effect it may have, whether it's larakha to cause it to be soft, or lahavik harifus to take away its sharpness, asr l'malach, you're not allowed to do it, and also, as we'll see, also if it makes it strong, asr l'malach, this is asr, mishum davik kimay ma'abed, it's like a person is processing his tanning, v'lachin asr l'malach, for this reason, you're not allowed to pickle and put salt on gherkin, which is cucumbers, turning it into pickles. Chaim, if they're raw, v'chein tznoin, same deal with radish or betzolim or onions. Also, you're not allowed to pour a whole bunch of salt on it. Even if it's for this coming meal, elamat melch, and because a part of the ma'amid is the fact that you're doing it a whole bunch together. However, if you dip one at a time, that's okay. And they were elamat melch chaticha. Each piece you dip separately and you eat. This is dafke by vegetables, etc. Like we wrote examples of radish onions and ugerkesters, pickles, etc. Avol beitz, cucumbers, avol beitzim, whether it's eggs or basar mavoshal or cooked meat. It doesn't change its nature so much. It doesn't affect. You're just doing it for a taste. It's a spice. In that case, we don't. It doesn't have the dinam habit. Mutar lemalchem, you're allowed to salt it. La achlam by zisuda for what you need for this suuda. Avol nichem zisuda acheres to salt it in advance for the next suuda. That already is seems to be near. You're touching on the iser of ma'abed of tanning for long term, and it's awesome. Yes, it's sad. The Alter Rebbe says, "Yes, it's sad." If it does have some sort of benefit in terms of eating, that if you do it earlier on, so it's still considered derech achilasa, and it's not considered ma'abed. And yes, la'akel and tzarich l'kach one could be lenient if halacha yechav gimel. Ein l'machave pulin. You shouldn't salt a whole bunch of peas together of the kidneys and legumes. Even if they're cooked, beklipasim, if they're together with the Alter Rebbe adds if they're in their shell, in their cover. Because at the end of the day, the salting does help to soften this the cover that it's in. Even if you're eating it right away, also because not directly on the food. Halacha in the case of the pulin and kidneys. Halacha chavdalet chasa, which is lettuce, the kishuim. And cucumbers, squash, umlafafainim, and cucumbers, v'chol sharm and etibulim, and all. And now we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different types of dips that obviously you add salt inside and you add spices. This is not considered ma'am because you're adding liquid. V'chol sharm and etibulim, sha'oisim, and tzalm that they make with onions, okay, daima, and the like. Mutal mochon tzalm, so you're allowed to salt it right before the soda. Why? Shekivan shenazin tachem yad, shem, and v'chaim is right afterwards, you're putting in oil and vinegar, machlish and karcha melch, it diminishes the power of the salt. And therefore, it doesn't seem like it's ma'abed. Also, the malchon lashes and eses mayin. Now, to salt it and leave it for a while before you add the vinegar and the oil. Halacha fei. Iser. Now we're going to move on to iser boina of building. And this says the Shulchan Aruch. Iser boina ashayach gam ma'achal. It applies to food as well. Keep going. For examples of so to speak building. Hamegaben gvina. Someone is curling. He's churning. cheese and he's hardening it and turning it into a gush and it's going to separate from the water and it's now going to be a block. I saw David Peters, for example, figs, he's squeezing them together and he's sticking them together and they're going to become one unit. Or he's flattening it out and it should be nice, which is similar to the end of a building. Thus, the Alter Rebbe says that Mimdabek Peiris is another issue besides Boina. There's an issue, Yesh Lahachma Mishum Me'amer. There's also, it wants to be stringent because it also has an issue of Me'amer, which is gathering, when one gathers from the field, turning it into a pyre, all the grain, the kernels. Therefore, for this reason, when a person is cutting, whether onions together with eggs, Im Chalav Midag Moluach, for example, is making creamed herring, thicker, a thick layer. Yes, you shouldn't straighten it out in a way that it's going to stay that way to beautify it. Just plop it the way it is, and that way you won't have the achshash of Isser of Boina. And Tzemach Tzedek adds, and is more stringent, he says you should make it a blue laraka, it should be very liquidy, or do it through a shinur. While we're mentioning this, I want to, Chaparai, once you're mentioning Tzemach Tzedek, Dinas Nagia to earlier. It's more like, yeah, actually, in Sif Tezvav, over there we're talking about it's important to note that Tzemach Tzedek holds in Piskei Dinim that the small bones of a fish, they are roi lachila. Hence, it's not, once it's mimin echad and it's roi lachila, it's not considered boi reichel techpsel. Therefore, you're allowed to take out a little, very thin bones from fish. Halacha chavav. Now we're moving on to Bishul. When a person washes kelim, dishes, with boiling water, and obviously boil it before Shabbos, but it's still in a kli rishon, and now he's pouring it onto the dirty kelim too, and his intention is clearly to dissolve, whether there's fatty things on it, etc. That's why you use hot water. So lo yaras amayim al kelim, you shouldn't pour the water directly on the dishes that you're washing. Eli oras amayim l'toch kli achar, first make it a kli sheni, and then pour it. Even a kli sheni is like kli shlishi. V'achar kach idem b'mas kelim, or you put it into the kli sheni, you could put the kelim. V'lo yidichem b'mapa, and you shouldn't wash it with a cloth. Mishum isser schitter, you're going to squeeze out. You could do it with a shmata miyuchad lekach, which is like that doesn't hold water. Because in that case, it's not seichet also in the middle of the week. He just leaves it wet and it slowly dries up. When you're washing glass kelim, so you shouldn't use a certain type of grain and chaff to rub it down, should glance. But also ladiach bekelim b'shabbos. Now he says, so a general rule of thumb: you're not allowed to wash kelim b'shabbos. Elo isn't shichum b'shabbos unless it's something you need dafke on Shabbos, and not something you need for later. However, poskim do bring that if you need one for now, you're allowed to wash together a few of them. And the din of tvilas kelim, which is matakin mana, you're so to speak fixing it on Shabbos. The end of that, I'm la'il earlier on in Simon Lamadayim discussed.